of the dedication of the Archbasilica of our Divine Savior is taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 21, verses 2 through 5. In those days, I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself with them shall be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And death shall be no more, nor mourning, nor crying, nor sorrow shall be any more. For the former things are passed away." And he that sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. At that time, Jesus entering in walked through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief of the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not for the crowd, because he was low in stature. And running before, he climbed up into a sycamore tree, that he might see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus was coming to the place, looking up, he saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for this day I must abide in thy house." And he made haste and came down and received him with joy. And when all saw it, they murmured, saying, "This, that he was gone to be a guest with a man who was a sinner." But Zacchaeus, standing, said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I have given to the poor, and if I have wronged any man of anything, I restore him fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "This day is salvation come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. This day is salvation come to this house. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, on these days that we celebrate the dedication of a great basilica, there's kind of a sadness that comes over me, because I have been to Rome. I have been to this basilica, also known as St. John Lateran, one of the four major basilicas. I've been through Europe and I've seen some really beautiful churches. I've seen places where there were shrines of great saints, and you have their incorrupted bodies on display. Ongoing miracles, if you will. And in these great big basilicas, there's the high altar, a reminder of what they had, past tense, and then you have a table, what they turned to. And it makes me sad, because these buildings were built in order so that we could worship God, or the faithful could worship God properly. Now, the buildings are just buildings. They can easily crumble down and fall apart. But the building is a reminder of something greater, and that is the relationship God wants to have with us. St. Paul says, "You are a temple. Our body is a temple. Our soul is the tabernacle. And sanctifying grace fulfills the trifecta and the purpose for which we were made." But that is dependent upon choice. We must choose to have a relationship with God. Too many people think, "Well, I'm good. I do good like Zacchaeus. I give this much and I do this." And our Lord will take that and lead to a better place. Because that's a good thing, but it's not sufficient. We must choose to have a relationship with God. Now, this relationship people think, well, I have a relationship with God. I believe in him. But there's stipulations to have a proper relationship. Just like there are certain stipulations to have a proper relationship with our fellow man. Or, say, let's make it something a little bit more intimate. A guy is courting a woman or a young lady to get married. There's certain things that he has to do in order to win her hand. And then after they commit and they get married, there are certain obligations that they have to each other. They have, and if they properly see to those obligations, then the result will be good. They will have a good relationship. And the same thing with us and the Lord. We have been given an opportunity. We have to make good use of our time to have a right and proper relationship with him now, in order so that we can have an eternity with him. But that's a choice. We have to make a choice. Now, this choice is not subjective. It's based on objectivity. Subjectivity may come and go with it. In other words, we may feel good about this and not feel good about that. It doesn't matter. It matters the choice that we make. I heard this radio show. Someone had shared it with me. Of this guy who was absolutely anti-Christian. I'm not sure anti-Catholic, but if you're anti-Christian, you have to be anti-Catholic, obviously. And he had on his show a very Christian person. I don't know what the person was. He may have been Catholic. But he was trying to form an argument against the Christian faith. And he stated, "You Christians and your God are unjust. I'm a good man, and you said that if I'm not a Christian, I don't get to go to heaven. And I want you to make argument with me. I want you to try to prove to me why that makes any sense or that is just." In my estimation, it's a hate crime. And the person says, it's a hate crime from God? Yes, it's a hate crime. Because I'm a good person and you're saying that when I die, being a good person, I don't get to go to heaven. And the person thought for a moment. I believe the person was inspired. He goes, okay. He said, remember, no scriptural quotes. I don't buy that stuff. I want you to logically give me reason for why you say what you say. And the person says, okay. Say you ran into a place that you saw this beautiful, magnificent mansion, just built to perfection. Long driveway, beautiful manicured lawns. And you can tell it's staffed properly. And you walk in and you come to the front door and, may I help you? Yes, I'm coming for dinner. Well, who are you? It doesn't matter who I am. I'm a good person. And you want to come to our house for dinner? Why? Who are you in relation to the owner? It doesn't matter. I'm a good person. Owner comes out. Yes, can I help you? Yeah, I've come for dinner. The owner would say, but I don't know you. Our Lord talks about this in one of his parables where he talks about the foolish and the wise virgins. The foolish virgins, they were good people, but they didn't prepare. And the bridegroom came, and they went and tried to prepare at the last minute. And those that were ready went in with him. And those that weren't were outside when the doors were closed. And they came up to the door. Apere nobis. Apere nobis Domine. Open to us, O Lord. And what does he say to them? I don't know you. Be therefore always prepared, for you know not the day nor the hour. In other words, we have now to make a decision to have a proper relationship with God. So anyways, they continue their conversation, and the radio host says, yeah, but you say I have to do this. You know what? I believe there are many ways to get to heaven, many roads to heaven, which is a common belief in this day and age. Condemned by the church before Vatican II, promoted by Vatican II and the post-conciliar church. Interfaith, religious liberty, false ecumenism. Condemned. Pope Pius XII, Benedict XV, Pope Pius XI, Pope St. Pius X, Pius IX. It's all there written for you to read if you wish. But then afterwards, exactly the opposite was promoted, which was, well, it's all right. As long as you're a good person, all roads lead to heaven. There's many ways to get to heaven. So this person came up with a really good analogy. I believe, like I said, he was inspired because he says, well, I'll tell you this. Say I invited you to come to my house for dinner. And I said, okay, it's very specific to get to my house. You have to follow. It's like way out there. You go down this road for so many miles. You go down this road. And then if you take a left here, it's only this left that you can get to this road, which will get you to my house. But then that road gets a little rough from time to time, and you have to make sure that you drive it at this speed. It's the only road that leads to my house. What would you say to a person who responded and said, you know what? I believe all roads go to your house. I'm going to take whatever roads I want, but I'll get to your house for dinner. You say, the person's crazy. They will never make it to the house. But why is it that we think we can get to the good Lord in heaven by going our own road? That's the epitome of stupidity, spiritual stupidity. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He says, no one goes to the Father but by me. You want to have a relationship with God? Pay attention to Christ and make sure that he's a part of your day. And if he's not a part of your day, you can't have a relationship with him. It's just the way it is. And if you don't have a relationship with him in time, do you think you're going to have a relationship with him in eternity? No, it doesn't make any sense. And that relationship is totally up to us. He's already made his decision. He says, come to me, all you that labor and are burdened. I will refresh you. I have not come for the just, I have come for the sinner. He's made his choice. What will your choice be? When you were baptized, you were given a candle at the end of baptism. That candle represents us, the temple. The body is the wax, the wick is the soul. But that's an incomplete candle in use until the wick is lit by fire. We are incomplete unless we have that connection with God with sanctifying grace. And when we do, and we hold it secure, and we perfect his image within us, it is only then that when we die and we go stand before him, he's going to say, I know you. Come, ye blessed of my Father. Because we have a relationship. He's your Father because you're my brother. Or he's going to say, I don't know you. Watch therefore and pray, for you know not the day nor the hour. Let's take this seriously, my friends. We have one life at this, and we have been blessed. Today, we are reminded of the great exterior temples that were made by man to represent the temple that we're meant to be, the life of God in our soul, a reflection of the Almighty in us. But it's the humble and contrite heart only that can receive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.